The other thing is all those renewables that I mentioned are intermittent in their power supply. Wind blows, they get power. Wind doesn't, they don't. Sun shines, you get power. Sun stops, you don't. They all require some kind of storage. Because you can't have your lights going off and on, or your heat's not working because there's no wind and there's no sun. So you need to have a storage mechanism for it. Now, you could either build a bunch of batteries somewhere or pump storage or something else, and then you can feed that back into the grid as needed, or you could try and kill two birds with one stone. If you had a bunch of electric vehicles, which mandatorily you're going to have a battery storage supply in them, probably have more capacity than what you would use on your daily basis. If you could use that, where when everybody goes home, they plug in, maybe they're charging up at night when there's less electrical load on the grid, and then when they drive into work, they plug in again, and the cars are programmed so that they'll reserve enough for you to get back home, but they could sell back to the grid. Or you could turn it off if you didn't want to participate, whatever, give you control over it. But if you could do that, now you could have a storage mechanism that would help accommodate those renewables with their fluctuating power outputs, and you would have an alternative to the oil-based transportation system.